like it.
We're on. Entertain a motion to come back into a regular session, executive session. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I mean, yes, motion carried. Possible action on executive session item, Mr. Moore.
The discussions involved job applicants, applications, personnel, and land acquisition, and there's nothing to report or to be voted on at this time.
Okay. Additional business brought before council, Mr. Guy. Mr. Dan Kramer. That's where I want to sneeze. No, I don't want to sneeze.
My name is Dan Kramer. You guys want to play games? I'll play games right with you, because I'm going to tell you one thing. I'll hang right in tough with you. You can play with this agenda all you want, but I'm going to still speak, and I'm going to tell you something. It's as simple as this here. You had a bunch of lying preachers coming in, and you gave money to lying preachers this morning. And the funny part of it is here's the government saying, here you're giving money. Well, here, first of all, it's like this. You're giving money to the lying preachers meeting hall, the National Park Service, run by the U.S. Department of Interior, asks, please do not feed the animals. The stated reason for this policy is that animals will grow dependent on the handouts and will never learn to take care of themselves. What do you think is going to happen to these lying preachers? You keep feeding them like mother kissing egg-sucking dogs. They act like them, and you're right in the pocket with them. Now, you all have a good day.
We'll now go into our 1:30 public hearings. We're already in session, so Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When the council holds these hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each applicant shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, Please do not repeat points that prior speakers have already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is conditional use number 1989, filed on behalf of Bruce Sentman, Jr. Mr. Abbott?
This is an application of Bruce Sentman, Jr. to consider a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small engine and lawnmower repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Dagsboro, 100, Sussex County, containing 42,961 square feet, more or less, land lying southeast of Road 328, 250 feet northeast of Road 410. The 911 address is 24230 Sheep Pen Road, Millsboro, and the property is identified as tax map ID 1-34, map 16, parcel 73.03. The Planning Commission held their public hearing on this application on July the 10th of this year. I passed down a copy of the survey that was submitted with the application. The Commission heard comments from DelDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They received a letter in support of this application. The applicant was present, gave his presentation, and responded to questions raised by the commission. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. There was one person present that spoke and questioned what was considered the size of a small engine. Mr. Robertson advised the commission and the audience that night that the county code has no definition. On July 10th, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On the 24th of July, they discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1989 for Bruce Sentman Jr. for a small engine and lawnmower repair shop based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant intends to operate this business in his spare time on his own property. There will not be any employees and the use is very similar to a home occupation. Two, the use will occur within existing structures on the property. Three, the conditional use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, the community, or area roadways and traffic. Four, the use will promote the convenience of residents of Sussex County by providing a local small engine and lawnmower repair service to area residents in need of such a service. Five, no parties appear in opposition. And six, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the repair of small engines, generators, and lawnmowers. No automobiles, boats, trucks, or other similar vehicles shall be repaired on the site as part of the applicant's business. B, the hours of operation for the business shall be Monday through Friday from 5:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. C, the business shall not have any employees aside from the applicant and his family. D, no repair work shall be performed outside except for limited testing of the engines. E, there shall not be any retail sales of lawnmowers, small engines, or similar equipment. F, all waste oils and similar fluids shall be disposed of properly or taken to the appropriate state recycling center. G, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. H, any dumpster on the site shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. I, any security lights associated with the conditional use shall be downward screened so they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and it carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And That motion carries 5-0. We've not received any additional correspondence.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Schrader?
Nope.
You're not on this one? Over this one? I'm sorry. Would you like to come forward and explain your application, please? I was trying to give you a new client, Mr. Schrader.
Everything was explained like it was when he read it. So.
You have to identify yourself for the records.
Bruce Sentman.
Okay, and address?
24230 Sheep Pen Road, Millsboro.
Right. Great.
Can you explain? I know that he read certain things in the record, but you need to establish a record too. Just kind of give the council a synopsis of what you're trying to do there.
I want to get conditional use to run a small engine and lawnmower repair shop there on my property on my spare time at nights and weekends.
And that's a place you live on the property, is that correct?
Yes, I live on the property.
Does that include riding mowers?
Yes.
Good.
Are you aware of any deed restriction? How long have you lived there? You've been there how long?
Since January, so 9 months.
Oh, so you just been, yeah. Okay. Was there, when you purchased the lot, were there any deed restrictions restricting commercial activity on these lots?
No, I asked the owner that I bought it from, told him what I was going to do.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
The other thing is they just to clean up some of these conditions, I'll ask you if you could comment on them. One of them was about hours of operation. You've indicated you're going to work at night, and we don't have inspectors that work at night. Our guys have plush jobs where they can go home. Anyway, I would. Do you have any problem if we cleaned B up under recommendations and had hours of operations? Kind of skip that. Just say open Monday through Friday, and close Sundays. No Sunday activities.
That's fine.
That could be fine, because I don't think anybody wants to be enforcing hours of operation.
Be better.
And so that seems to have not any problem here.
But do you think, just a question, how close are any neighbors around you?
Yeah, that's what I want.
There's one next door to me and one behind me. Other than that, it's all cornfield.
We don't want him out there at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, I don't.
No, we don't.
Start a lawnmower up and your neighbors try to sleep, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I understand that. We
I agree with you on the hours thing sometimes. It's hard, but you know what I'm saying?
No,
I know common sense takes play, but if you don't...
No, okay, if we could just maybe, instead of going 5:30 to 9 p.m., I don't care if he has a day off and he works at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, to be honest with you. But
oh, I don't care. I think I know later than.
Okay.
Something.
Basically, then Monday through Friday, not anything after 9 o'clock would be probably appropriate.
So,
and then no Sunday hours.
Well, so we got to be worked on in the shop. And only test that he saw it. So if he didn't start working in there, might have worked at midnight. Who cares?
Well, I don't know. Mike was.
I saw it, right.
They might pull it outside.
Yeah.
We'll just put in there 9 o'clock, not to go past 9 o'clock on.
So we could strike from 5:30 p.m. if that's your motion after the hearing is over.
Yeah. And no Sunday activity. Then the other one would be, they asked you, actually, we're talking about. There will not be any retail sales, which you don't intend to do, correct?
No.
Well, then it just cites like lawnmower, small engines, or whatever. Why don't we just say no retail sales? That way, he's not selling anything out there retail. That just makes it very simple to monitor.
Sure.
So that there's no question about similar equipment, whatever that might mean.
Mm-hmm. So that would be just there shall not be any retail sales, period.
Period.
Would that mean if he had one that somebody couldn't pay for it, after he got it fixed, he couldn't sell it?
Well, that's called...
That's not a retail sale.
We're talking about retail sales, which is basically he has a number of items he has for sale on a regular basis.
Okay.
That's how retail operates. That's what I would...
I think he understands what we mean. I understand.
Right.
I agree, George, but I hate to think you can't work on something in the shop past 9 o'clock. I mean, is that going to be very, very noisy?
Not at all.
No.
The little machines, I don't...
Turn the wrench doesn't get very noisy, Joan, at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
Just when you're, like Mike's referencing,
you take it outside to test the thing at midnight.
Yeah, can't go outside.
They might not be happy about that, that's all.
No, I mean, you don't want that. I'm just wondering, you know, how...
I don't care where this darn shop tool.
He could work in the shop anytime.
Well, in the morning, I don't care.
Isn't that where he does his work, in the shop?
Yeah.
So should we make sure that we're saying that? I mean, I don't know what the description is then. He can work in his shop anytime.
Yep, anytime and except.
We're not saying that.
Except no testing.
Mr. Board, my concern is the outside testing of a motor.
Right.
Which is a legitimate.
Right.
It's a residential.
Other than that, I don't care when he works in his shop or what. Work away wants to.
This kind of sounds like he can't. Hours of operation.
You know what I'm saying, Mr. Mm-hmm. Board? That my concern is that we don't leave night there sometime late at night.
Right.
Right.
Or at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Or no repair work shall be performed outside after 9 o'clock.
Yeah. That's it. That takes care of the rest
That'll
of
it. Don't do it.
And works, okay.
And work 6 days a week.
And forget the except. Just no outside and then just, for testing at limited or for testing engines or anything. Just no.
You understand the concern.
Yes. Yes.
You got neighbors, and we're worried about your neighbors.
We don't care about how many hours you work in that shop at night, but as far as being outside that thing with a motor running.
That's fine.
So your neighbor will be there and fuss at you. They don't come here and fuss at us.
Right.
You don't work on motorcycles.
Not that that's unusual.
I'm not making noise that late.
Okay.
Sure. Do you have anything else that you would like to add?
Get up and work.
No.
Work.
Okay. Yes. If not, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here today in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that is in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, at this point, we can close the public hearing on this matter, Mr. President, and close the public record.
We'll close public hearing, and if it's okay, we ask the council to close public record.
Now,
we're to read a short. Short title first, though.
I will read just a short title, and then if there's motions to amend the conditions, we can do so. The short title is an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small engine and lawnmower repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 42,961 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 133-16-73.03. And there were some conditions that were recommended by planning and zoning, and during the discussion, there was a proposed amendment, and the first proposed amendment would be in recommendation 6B, and we would delete the hours of operation for the business shall be Monday through Friday from 5:30 p.m. till 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and replace it with no outside repairs or work after 9 p.m. and no Sunday hours.
Okay. Well, I'll make that motion to amend that.
I'll make that motion that we amend B.
As read by Mr. Moore.
As read by Mr. Moore.
And second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And the second change was on E. There shall not be any retail sales of lawnmower, small engines, or similar equipment, and we would delete the language of lawnmowers, small engines, or similar equipment. So E would now read as there shall not be any retail sales, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Entertain that
motion. I'll make that motion.
Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver to amend as read by Mr. Moore. Yep.
Okay. And so I'm going to
Do we need to vote on that first?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be as motion carried. Now we want to read the conditions as amended.
Yes. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small engine and lawnmower repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 42,961 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 133-16-7303. For the reasons given by planning and zoning, it's numbers 1 through 5 with conditions in 6A through J as amended.
Pleasure of council.
Motion, we adopt the ordinance with the amended conditions as presented by P&Z.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, yes. Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Well, I agree, yes, and it should be approved with the conditions as we have decided or voted on today, new conditions, and for the reasons that the Planning and Zoning Commission gave. And I'm going to wish him luck in his business.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the amended conditions. I believe it's makes it an appropriate change.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, with the suspended conditions.
I also, with the planning and zoning, I agree with the reasoning and with the amended conditions that we did today. I think it certainly makes sense. It's certainly a one person's business or whatever with your family involved. And I'm going to vote yes. Wish you luck. Motion carried.
Thank you. And the next case is Olson Enterprises, Inc., conditional use 1990.
Now, this is an application of Olson Enterprises Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a nursery and landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 5.436 acres more or less, land lying northwest of Road 431, 600 feet south of Road 471. The 911 address is 26250 Shortley Road, Georgetown, and the property is identified as tax map ID number District 133, map 5, parcel 26.00. The applicant submitted an exhibit booklet and a site plan. I'll pass those down for your review.
Thank goodness.
The commission received written comments from DelDOT, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The applicant and his attorney were present, gave a presentation, and responded to questions raised by the commission. There were no parties present in support of the application. One person was present, stating that she was not in opposition, but she did have concerns about noises from the rental property across the site. On July 10th, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On July 24th, they discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1990 for Olson Enterprises Incorporated for a nursery and landscaping business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant, Patrick Olson, resides on the premises where this conditional use would be located. He proposes to operate a landscaping business with greenhouses and nursery stock. Two, the site has a history of business uses and was previously used as a beauty shop. Three, the proposed use is compatible with the underlying agricultural zoning and other agricultural uses in the area. Four, the use promotes both business and convenience in Sussex County in that it provides contracting services in the area with full-service landscaping, hardscaping, and irrigation services, as well as snow removal in the winter months. Five, aside from the proposed greenhouse and nursery stock, the landscaping business primarily occurs off the site with workers traveling to customers' locations for landscaping services. Six, the conditional use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, the community, or area roadways and traffic. And this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The final site plan shall specifically show all areas for existing and proposed greenhouses and nursery stock, as well as vehicle and truck parking. It shall also show existing and proposed storage containers on the site. Those storage containers shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties. B, all materials and equipment storage shall be within the existing pole building. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 6 square feet per side shall be permitted. D, the applicant has proposed to extensively landscape the property. The final site plan shall contain a proposed landscaping plan for the site. E, the applicant shall confirm on the final site plan whether the ditch on the property is a tax ditch. If it is a tax ditch, all tax ditch easements shall be shown on the site plan. F, the hours of operation for the business shall be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carries 5-0.
Any questions from council? Uh-huh. Do you have more?
I do have one more, Mr. Moore. I'm sorry. On September 11th, we received a letter of no objection to record the site plan from DelDOT. and that approval is good for a five-year period.
Mm-hmm. And you did have a complainer about the rental house across the street or something. How is that involved in this? I missed that, where that is. Or did I misunderstand? Some lady.
There was one person, and she was present, and raised concerns about noise since she has a rental house. She has a rental house across the street.
Oh, okay. And when can I talk about conditions? After
that will be after a public hearing portion. Okay, are there any other questions from council? If not, now, Mr. Schrader, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm attorney of record for Olson Enterprises, Inc. Mr. Patrick Olson is with me. He is the principal owner of the company in question, and they do business in Sussex County, Delaware, under the name of Distinctive Landscaping. We have provided to you a booklet that contains several exhibits. Probably the one that will be the most of use to you will be Exhibit E, which is a scaled-down version of this particular site plan. And I would also point out, because it's a better exhibit than I came up with, in your package, or at least the packet that's published on the webpage, there's an aerial photo of the site that's a better aerial photo than mine. So if you're looking to make a comparison between the survey and the aerial photo, that is the one that you might want to take into consideration for your deliberations. This property is owned by Mr. Lawrence King and leased by Mr. King to Mr. Olson and his companion. The property has been surveyed by Mr. Annan, who is a surveyor from Lincoln, Delaware. As you've already heard, the site is located in Dagsboro 100. It contains 5.4 acres, more or less, and has previously been used as a conditional use. Mr. Olson does reside on the property, and his proposal is to use this site for a nursery and landscaping business. Just by way of background information for the legals that go into this, it is located in a low-density area within the comprehensive plan, which encourages agricultural-type activities. And obviously, we're of the opinion that the type of business that he will be in is certainly an agricultural-type activity. It's also in a level four for the state strategies for strategic spending map, and there are no areas that will be, there will be no infrastructure required by this activity. There's on-site septic. There are entrance permits to be granted, as you're aware, by reason of the DLDOT letter that was received earlier. And there may be a tax ditch next door to deal with, but ultimately there are no infrastructure requirements. We have talked about the fact that there is, or that there is an on-site septic. There is a water supply by way of a well. And Mr. Olson is currently occupying the property and proposes to use it as his landscaping business and then go forward with a proposed nursery business. And if you'll bear with me, I'll have Mr. Olson come up. We'll ask him a couple questions and see where it takes us. Mr. Olson? And maybe you ought to stand on that side, because I'm sure you're going to want to refer to the site plan. Mr. Olson, just for the benefit of the record, would you like to tell the council members who you are?
Yeah, my name is William Patrick Olson. I currently reside at 26250 Shortley Road in Georgetown.
And that is this particular site, correct?
Yes.
And what business are you in, Mr. Olson?
Landscaping, design, build, construction.
And you are licensed in those areas?
Yes, I'm licensed here in the state of Delaware.
And that's a business license. Do you hold any professional licenses?
Yeah, I'm also a certified sediment and erosion control manager, a licensed tree expert, and a licensed pesticide applicator in both the states of Delaware and Maryland.
And do you also do landscaping for individual residential sites? Do you do commercial properties? What type of landscaping are you involved in?
We do a mix of a lot of government and municipal work as well as residential.
In terms of individual residential work, if I called you up and said I need for you to cut my grass weekly, would you be doing that?
No, sir.
Not that kind of work?
No, no. Only renovations, design, build, and enhancement.
Okay. How long has Distinctive Landscaping been in business?
Since February of 2008.
And you've been in business continually since that time?
Yes.
And I assume that this is the busy time of year for you, is that
right?
Yes,
it's very busy.
This is the planting season and the end of the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many employees do you have, Mr. Olson?
In our peak season, which I would consist of April through October, we run anywhere between 8 to 12 employees, depending on what our workload and contract load is at the time. And then we scale back significantly in the winter, and we keep anywhere between 3 to 5 employees.
And those 3 to 5 employees that you keep in the winter, are they involved in snow removal and other activities such as that?
Yes.
Would you be kind enough to just take a look at this plot plan that we have here and describe for the council what your proposed use of the site is?
As the property sits now, you'll notice there's an existing dwelling, which is where I reside. Affixed to this dwelling on the other side of my attached garage is actually an office, which I would like to use for my business. It has its own separate entrance, and it is divided from the rest of the residence. There is an existing pond on the property, which serves as a drainage for the property. And you'll notice there is an existing entrance here, and we have installed a bunch of screen trees around the existing pole building and the parking area, which is behind the existing pole building. We do maintain 2 dumpsters on site for the disposal of trash, so we don't accumulate any trash on site. There are some existing storage containers here, which we're utilizing to keep miscellaneous materials and supplies and lumber, pipe, etc. And then this is just a mulch mound. It's more or less just a traffic circle for vehicles to enter and navigate the space.
Generally speaking, will your business activities be screened from the road by the landscaping that's shown on the proposed site plan?
Yes, it will be. We, right when I first got in here in the spring, the first thing I did was put up a very large evergreen screen of trees that were 12 to 14 feet upon installation. And I would hope that, you know, within the next 18 months to 2 years, it will create a full wall.
And if you get into the nursery business, where will your nursery displays?
I would also like to utilize the front part of the property here to display some nursery material as well as the other portion over here.
And you realize, of course, you have to put a fine point to that when we go to final site plan if we get approved, right?
Yes, that's understood.
Okay. What about the interior layout of the building? What does that look like?
As far as the pole building, it's basic. It's just your standard run-of-the-mill Morton building. It's approximately 2,400 square feet, and it has a dividing wall right down the middle. There's 2 sides to it. I don't know why the wall was built in the middle of it. It's just the way I inherited the building. So, just a concrete slab in there, and it just has a couple high bay lights and some electric outlets. And other than that, it's just a basic barn. So.
And as far as the structure is concerned and the uses of this site, this is an assembly point for your people to come to work in the morning and come back to at the end of the day, correct?
Yes.
And I know this question was asked at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, but I'll ask it again. There's not going to be any small motor repairs or anything like that on site by you, right?
No.
Just normal maintenance.
Yeah, just normal maintenance of our machinery and equipment. As far as our vehicles and stuff, we outsource all that work to mechanic shops.
Okay. Thank you very much. I have no further questions of Mr. Olson.
Well, I do. We're restricting the hours of operation, and I know where I come from. I shop on Sundays if it has to do with nurseries and, you know, shrubs and that type of thing. And this is suggesting that you not be open. I guess I need to know, maybe the council, the wise council, can tell me why. What would want?
Did the applicant suggest that?
No.
No.
And I can I give just a teeny bit of background? We were scheduled for planning and zoning the evening of the matter involving Mr. Pyres. This room was packed. The hallway was packed. It was packed out there. There was a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not saying that the Planning Commission didn't want to deal with it that night, but they had a lot on their plate, and they postponed the decision, and I think that when Mr. Ross made the motion, he recalled what he recalled from that evening. I'm sure Mr. Olson would love to be able to sell nursery product on Sundays, and as far as the hours of operation of 6 to 6 are concerned, I'm not sure how he feels about that, because during the summer hours, his people will be coming back around dark, which could be as late as 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the evening.
You're never going to get any rest.
I'm a workaholic. I'll take what I can get.
You live there.
So.
Yeah. You will be sorry.
So this is, I thought I was hearing mostly it was going to be just a landscape operation, and it's going to be off-site, but you're saying there's going to be on-site sales.
That's the direction in which I would like to head my business, more into that arena. And the purpose for that is it's getting much more difficult to acquire these materials. The nursery business has really gotten very constricted with the downturn in the economy, and it's hard to get the materials. So a large portion for me wanting to get the plant material is so that I can bring it into service and utilize my own off-site operation. But if I'm going to do that, I may also like to subsidize that with some retail sales along mm-hmm. with it.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean you'd be your own biggest buyer?
I would hope so.
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot of room there for a lot of stock. I mean, I've seen huge nurseries where they spread, but I have no objection. I mean, that he has it, but you would sell it retail. Windsor's, but they just closed up. They had some supplies, you know, small things. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. That was my question. You will retail some of the shrubs
and flowers.
I don't understand why you can't do it on Sunday. So.
It's a heck of a way to ask that question, but I think I know what she means.
Do you?
Well, where I come from.
Yes.
You know where I come from, Sam? You know where I come from. Sam knows where I come from.
We don't know where you come from.
The women shop on Sundays, too.
Oh.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Well, then it should be open.
Mike, where do you come from?
They shop all the time.
Does your wife shop all the time? His wife shops all the time.
See how it is?
That's why they invented the internet, isn't it?
So it should be open.
Thank God for QVC.
So I think the bottom line is from where we all come from,
yes.
They shop on Sundays.
So he should be open on Sunday. That's what I'm saying. And that's F. That's condition F. Where it says hours of operation should be from 6 to 6.
Any more questions of council?
I think so.
If there's no other questions, council, is there anyone else here in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing and public record on this matter.
We'll close the public hearing. If it's okay with council, close the public record.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And ask you to read the short title, Mr. Moore.
Okay, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a nursery and landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 5.436 acres more or less, tax map ID 133-526. Hearing the discussion, there may be a request for a motion to amend F.
Yes.
And from the discussion, is it the desire to delete F in its entirety?
Well, we could do that or just say, we don't have to restrict it Monday through Saturday.
Whatever it makes.
We don't have to say that. We could keep it 6 to 6, but that's, I think we just cut the whole thing. That's my motion.
So your motion is to delete it?
Yes. Deletes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Wilson, to delete 7F mm-hmm. under the conditions from planning and zoning. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, and that would renumber, and G then becomes F on the conditions, and I'll read as amended. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a nursery and landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 5.436 acres more or less, tax map ID 133-5-26, for the reasons given by planning and zoning in 1 through 6, with the conditions stated in 7A through F. As amended.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I'm going to vote yes with the amended conditions. And I think we're being very careful. There are counties that allow these to be run without any special zoning whatsoever. So I think we're doing a good job. Thank you.
Mr. Cole?
I vote yes with the conditions.
Wilson?
I vote yes.
I also agree with the reasons and the conditions as amended. I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, that's
and motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Make a motion to adjourn.
You
want to
make that motion, George?
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
Any question on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes. Give me a chance.
I'm a yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you.